Begin the current Masechtas Nida Daf Yud Gimel. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the second parak of Masechtas Nida Perek Kol Yad, which continues in the theme of the first parak regarding the halachas of doing a bedika regarding a woman, specifically as we mentioned regarding the laws of Tyrus, or also regarding relations with one husband if the woman is a Nida, if she had a Re'iyah of Dam. So says the Mishnah, Kol Hayad Hamar Belivdik, any hand that increases to do an inspection, that's constantly checking to see that if there was a Re'iyah, an omission. So Benoshim Mushabachas, by women, that's praiseworthy, because that shouldn't come to a situation of doubt regarding the laws of Tumah, and also regarding her husband, that shouldn't come to a violation of him having relations with Anita. So the more she inspects, the better. As long as not, like we said in the previous Dafim, regarding by the time of relations itself. But regarding men, that if they're constantly checking their male member to see if there was a seminal mission, they're to cut it. There his hand should be cut off, because that heats him up and he has a hargasha, he has a feeling in his body when he touches his male member, and that causes to be what's called b'mitzi shech v'zer al-batala, to spill his seed, to spill his semen, and for that, that's, as the Gemara explained, something that's we don't want, and therefore his hand should be cut off if he's checking. Now, says the Gemara, and clarifies, Maishna Noshim or Maishna Anoshim. What's the difference between women and men? Says the Gemara, Noshim Delab B'nais Hargashin, and women who they don't have this sensation, if they're just doing a bedika, if they're inspecting, so Mishabachas, that's considered praiseworthy. Anoshim D'Bnei Hargashin, and the men who they get the sensation that their limbs shake when they get heated up and they see Keri, Tikatzis, so then his hand should be cut off. He shouldn't be checking. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, my Iri Marben, and why does it say regarding increasing the checking, kilo mar benami, then there should be a problem for a man, even if he doesn't increase, even just one time is a problem. So it's going to be right. Ki ketoni mar, but when we use the terminology of bimar beliftig, was anoshim, on women, that we said that it's praiseworthy for them to increase the inspections that they do. But regarding the second halacha by men that their hand should be cut off, that's even one time, because that's inappropriate to do. As the Gemara explained, Tanu, we learned in Abraisa, when did we learn this halacha regarding the man of the inappropriateness? Is regarding the spilling of a seed of his semen. Regarding if, let's say, Ziva came out of him and he wants to check to count how many times did he have this tumah of Ziva, because two times he has a law of tumah. Three times, besides having to wait 7 clean days, he has to actually bring a carbon, where the difference is, although these are both emissions coming out of his male member, Zayv is, it appears to be like the water that is by the dough made out of barley, and it comes out of the flesh of him, even when it's not erect. But Shech V'Zera comes out of when it is erect, and then it's congealed like the white of an egg that wasn't fertilized. So the problem, like we were saying, was regarding Shech Vazer, if he's checking if he has semen coming out. That's inappropriate. But regarding Tumah of Ziva, Afu Meshubach Kanoshim, then he's also praiseworthy like the women, then there's not an inappropriateness, that it's appropriate to check to see how many times it came out, if what type of Zav he is. Now, continues the Braisa, Afu in Shech Vazer. And even though we said it's a problem regarding his semen, in Bol Livdek Bitzror Becheris, but if it's coming to check with a rock or with a piece of earth, something that's hard that doesn't heat him up, then Baitik, then he could check with that too. That's also not going to cause the problem. Now, one does the Gemara Ubematlas Loi, but what? Something that's not so hard, like a cloth, that's not appropriate to check with? But Vatanya will in the Braisa, Baitik Asma Bematlas, he could check himself with a cloth, Ubuchal Dovashoraitsim, with anything he wants. Says the Gemara, yeah, Kedama Abaya, but that's like Abaya says, it's going to shortly quote B'matlas Ava, a thick cloth, and all those types of things he could check him with. Hachana B'matlas Ava, here also we're talking about a thick cloth, which is hard, that doesn't heat up. Yeah, with that you could check, which is like the Cheres, but a thin cloth, then not. Now, says the Gemara, V'hechit Mada Abaya, where did we learn this halach of Abaya that we're borrowing his answer? It was aha, it was on this, did not look at the Mishnah Masech on Daf Mem and Aleph. The Mishnah says, if a person was eating chuma, the hirgish he got the sensation that his limbs are shaking, which is a sign that the semen has already uprooted itself from its body, from its place in his body, but it didn't yet come out of his male member. So what he does is, he holds on to his male member so that the semen doesn't come out until he will swallow the truma that's in his mouth, because as the Mishnah teaches later on, Perek Yitzhak Levin, on Memem and Aleph, that the Zav and the Balkeri, they don't have their tumah until the actual tumah comes out of the body itself.
So therefore, he holds on to his male member. Ubalas the truma, and he swallows the truma. So therefore, he wasn't eating the truma in the state of impurity, and then the liquid will come out.
Says the Gemara, oiches, he really holds on to his male member. But Vatanya in the Brisa, Rabbi Lezaim, he says, kala oiches ba masay wa mashtin, whoever's holding on to his male member as he's urinating, kilu mevu mabaloyim, it's as if he's brought the flood to the world. Now the reason for that is because that was actually the sin of the Dor HaMabul, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Vav, kihishchus kol basar, because all flesh was destructive, which the Gemara explains elsewhere, that they destroyed, they were destructive with hot liquid, which refers to the semen. So therefore they got punished with a hot liquid, that was the Mabul. So we see that's inappropriate to do. How could we say that if someone's eating Truman, he has this feeling that he should hold on to his male member?
On that, on Abaye, that's what Abaye says, b'matlas ava, with a thick cloth. A thick cloth is not going to cause him to be heated up. That's not inappropriate. When is it inappropriate? If someone's doing it without anything or with like a thin cloth.
Now, Rav Amar, he says, no, afilatemba b'matlas raka. This halacha that we learned in this Mishnah, that higrish and nizdaz v'yivarv, one could hold on to the male member even with a thin cloth.
Why?
Because keeping the akka, he says, once it's uprooted, it's uprooted. The heating up that it's going to get now by holding on with the thin cloth is not going to cause anything more to come out because all the seed is coming out already.
Now, vavaya, but he said that it has to be a thick cloth because chayesh tumah asul asuv. He was concerned that it might cause to increase the amount of semen coming out.
Now, v'rava loy chayesh tumah asul asuv. But Rava wasn't concerned that it's going to cause an increase. Which the Gemara asks in that. Faloi, it's not going to cause an increase, which seemingly is a problem. But Vatanya, in the Brice, it says, Halamaza daima. What could this be compared to regarding the male member and regarding seed coming out? Is Lanoisin Etzba Ba'ein, if someone puts his finger in his eye, Shekosmacha Etzba Ba'ein, as long as the finger's in the eye, the eye tears and it continues to tear. The more a person touches the male member, the more seed it caused to come out. So why was Rava not concerned? And that he allowed it already. Okay, it's coming out, so then you could hold on with a thin cloth.
Says the Gemara, because of Rava, he held kol chamume v'hada chamume b'shaite.
Heating up after it's already heating up in its moment, in that time, it's not common. And that is because when the Braiser was saying Lamaza Daimo, was talking about where it didn't all just come out. Rather, someone that's touching the male member doesn't come out of one shot. Rather, as he's touching, it's coming little by little. So then, yeah, it's going to keep on coming out. That's a problem. But where he felt the sensation that all of that seed came out, then Rava said it's not going to increase anything more right then at that moment. And therefore, he wasn't concerned. He said even for that halacha in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph regarding the one who's eating truma, he could even hold on to it with a thin cloth.
Now, Gufa, the Gemara goes back to Halacha that we had introduced. Rabbi Lezer Aimi, he says, "Kala oiches ba'amo machin." Whoever's holding onto his male member as he's urinating, kila mevu mabaloi, it's as if he's brought the flood to the world, because that's going to cause him to be heated up and cause seed to come out, which was the sin of the Dor HaMabul.
On that, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, but the other Tanoim said Rabbi Eliezer, but if someone's not going to hold his male member as he's urinating, v'aloi nitzaitzis nitzin al ragla, but there's going to be droplets of liquid that's going to drip onto his feet of urine, because it's not holding on to it, so it's not going to drip to a further distance. He's going to appear to be a sris to someone that has a cut male member, which such a type of a person, his urine doesn't go as an arc. It doesn't go at a distance. That type of person, it always drips on his feet. So he's going to be spreading rumors about his sons that they're mamzerim, illegitimate children, because he's the husband, but obviously he can't have children. They must have been from some other man. So if you don't allow a person to hold on to the male member, that's going to cause rumors about his sons.
He said to them, "Mutav shi'etzi lazal banav shem mamzerim." Better that there be these rumors regarding his sons that they're illegitimate children.
That he doesn't make himself a wicked person for one moment in front of Hashem, in front of the omnipresent, because doing this is a great sin.
Now, Tanya, we learn another braisam.
Amalehen Rabbi Yez Lechacham.
The Rabbi Yez said to the sages, he says, look, what's the problem? Efshar yamen odem emokim gevoy v'yashten. You don't have to hold on to the male member that it doesn't drip on his feet. Let him stand on a high place and urinate, and it'll go down to a distance on the bottom so it won't drip on his feet.
Or yashten b'fetichuach, or he could urinate on soft earth, where it'll just go into the earth and won't drip back on his feet. And you don't have to hold on that it goes to a distance. And that's better, because that he shouldn't hold on to the male member, make himself a wicked person even for one moment in front of the omnipresent. So those are the two braises. Says Gemara, "Hi amalu bereisha." Which one of these responses did he say to them first? If you say the first braise was the one that he had said first,
Well, busted the Amalu Yisur. So the Gemara wonders, after that he told them flat out that it's prohibited to hold on to the male member, which sounds like even if it's not feasible any other way, even though it's going to cause rumors about his sons, like it said, Mutav Shiyitzi Laz, Hada Amalu Tekanta, then he says the second Braisa, that he says there is a rectification, that he says, oh, it's not straight out Asur, you could urinate on soft earth, which sounds like actually that if you don't have the soft earth, that actually that he would hold that you could hold on to the male member, which would seem to contradict his first teaching. So rather, Eller says the Gemara, no, ha'amalu bereisha. The second verse is what he said to them first. That he said, what do you mean? You don't have to hold on to the male member. You could do it on a high from a high plateau. You could do it on the soft earth. And va'amalei, on that they said to him, but ain't loy makum gevoy vavtichoyach mayu. But what is if a person doesn't have a high distance, just flat land all around, and there's no soft earth, then what should he do? That's what he said to them in the first braisa, mutav shiyitzi laz al bam. Yeah, better that there be rumors regarding his sons, vayasa asmi rosha sha'achas b'nei mokum, that he doesn't make himself a wicked person even for one moment in front of Hashem. Now, says the Gemara, kol kach lama, why are we making this big thing about holding the male member of the problem? Says the Gemara, nishem maitzi shech v'aser levatog, because that could cause him to emit the seed in vain, meaning not through the medium of marital relations. Because Rabbi Yechanan said, whoever lets out seed in vain, he's liable for death. Shlemak says, the passing in Bereisha says, v'yera be'enei Hashem asher asa, that it was wicked in front of the eyes of Hashem, this that Einan had done. Vayomas gamayis, he killed also him, because his first brother, Er, had done this thing where he emitted the seed out of the wife, not inside, thus being Moitzi Zer Levatala. He did the same thing. So he also killed him, just like he killed his brother. So we see that someone who's Moitzi Zer Levatala is Chayiv Misa. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak V'Rabami, they say, it's Kilo Sheifach Damet, says, if he has murdered someone. Shlemak says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Hanechamim Bo'elim, those that warmed themselves by the trees of the Elim, which means to say with these great large fires, in other words, people of pleasure, tachas kaleitz ranan, beneath all the leafy trees, sheichete hayalodim manacholim, they murder the children in the valleys, tachas seifen haslofim, beneath the holes in the rocks. Now, which means they're living the life of luxury and they're just killing people. Now, but he says, al tikri sheichete, don't read it that they slaughter the children in the valleys, ela sheichete, rather they squeeze out, which is squeezing out the children, that's the squeezing out the semen, the seed, that's like we see as the Pasuk saying, is sheikhtei hayalodim, that this, which on some level is the not developing of the seed into a child, which is like killing a person. Vasi, he says, it's as if a person has worshipped idolatry. Why? It says over in the Pasuk that we just quoted, which refers to being tachas beneath all leafy trees. Says over there, Pasuk Nivarim, which talks about Avodah Zarah, to get rid of it when you come into Eretz Yisrael, alaharm haramim, on the high mountains, v'tachas kol eitz ranan, and beneath all leafy trees. So we see the same terminology, which comes to tell us the same idea that being maitzezeh levatala, emitting sin in vain, is like Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha that Rabbi Huda b'Shmuel have a kaimai igra de beknish, they were on the roof of the shul of the Beis HaKnesses, the Shafi Yosef, which is the name of a place which was in the territory of Benarda. Now Amalei Rabbi Huda b'Shmuel tzarchani lahashlim, said I need to urinate, and they were on the roof of the shul. So Amalei Shinunas, they said to him, sharp one, which was what he always would always call him, achas b'masecha, hold on to your male member so that no urine drips on the roof of the shul. And then, till you get to the edge of the roof, and then urinate outward. Says the Gemara, how do you do this? By Tani Balur in the Bryce recorded before, he says, whoever's holding on to his male member when he's urinating, and says, bring a flood to the world. How do you tell him to do this? So Amabai says, Asoi, Shmuel made this for Rabbi Huda, kibbeleshes. Beleshes means like a marauding troops that plunder. It's not because you learn the Mishnah Masechet Avodah Zarah that says Boilesha Shenichnas Leir regarding these troops that plunder and they came into the city. So B'Shas Shalom, if it's a time of peace, there's no war going on. So Chavis Pesuchas Asuras, so the open barrels of wine are forbidden because we have to suspect that they went and they did their Avodah Zarah the Yain Nesek with it. So it's forbidden. So Tumas Mataris, if it's closed, so then it's permitted. B'Shas Mocham, if it's a time of war and they came into the city, Elav Elam Mataris, even the open barrels are permitted. Why? I don't have time to go in and do idolatry. They're trying to save the skin on their back. It's a time of war. Alma, the Kivan, the Be'isi. So we see that since they're afraid, they're just fighting a war, they're not going to come to do libations to their idolatry. So Hachanami here also says Abai is the same idea. Kivin de Beisi, since Rabbi Yehuda was afraid, loy osto lehuri, he's not going to come to illicit thoughts, to inappropriate thoughts, which then emits the seed by because of the heating of the warming up by holding up the male member. Just like we see that one's not going to be engaging in pleasure when he's trying to is in survival mode, so too over here, and therefore here you won't have the problem when he was on the roof of the shul of the general problem about holding the amma when one is being mashed. Says the Gemara, "Vach, it might be susik, but what type of terror was there over here that he's like the beleshes that he's not going to be engaging in this pleasure?" So, if you want to say simply physiologically, basic is that he had the fear of nighttime and the roof. Well, he was afraid he's going to fall off the roof. He's going all the way to the edge to urinate. If you want to say, he was afraid of his master, of Shmuel. His Rebbe's right there. He's not going to be engaging in anything inappropriate. Or he had the fear of the divine presence, which was resting there in the shul that he was on the roof. Or vibaisim, if you want, you could say he must have demaria. No, he always had the fear of his master on him, meaning referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even elsewhere, it was permitted for him to hold on to it because he wouldn't go ahead and engage in anything inappropriate. Because the Kari Shmuel Aleh, like Shmuel had said regarding Rabbi Yehuda, he's not the born of a woman. I mean, he was like an angel. And therefore, those are different reasons why we said he had Bisusa and he wouldn't come to the problem of Zer Levatala by holding on to his Amma. Over by Sim, if you want to give a different approach. Nasehava, he was married. The Amr of Nachman, he says, if a person's married, it's permitted because of this concept that he has of what's called pas basala. He's not going to engage in this because he has his wife, and therefore it's not a problem for him to hold the member while he's urinating. Or vibaisim, if you want, you could say kiha arile. What he was telling him was like this following halacha, the Tani Abba Beredra Ben Yomid Barchia, that he taught the Brisa that says Ava Mesayeya Bebeim Milmata. But one could assist when he's urinating by holding the testicles from the bottom. That's not going to cause the problem, and that's what he was telling him: not hold the male member itself, but rather from the testicles. Or vibaisim, if you want, you could say kiha arile. What he directed him was as the following halacha. The Amr Bavo, Amr Biechan, he says, Gvul Yeshle, there is a boundary over here regarding what's inappropriate to hold on to the male member. Me'atara, from the corona, from the crown, which is the top higher part of the male member, which surrounds the whole top of the male member, ulamata, and downward, which is when it's down. Downward means to say away from the body. That's muta, that's permitted. The edge of the male member is actually permitted to go ahead and touch. That's not going to cause the problem. But as we continue to base, Ma'atara Lamala, from the crown and upward, meaning going towards the body, the rest of the male member, that's us, that's forbidden. And therefore he was telling him from that Torah, and therefore there wasn't any problem. Continuing on this theme, Amar Rav says, Amakasha Atzma Ladas, someone that consciously makes himself become erect, Yehebin Nidr should be excommunicated. Says Gemara, why such an interesting terminology? Velema Asa, just say it's forbidden. Says Gemara, no, because the Kamagari Yitzhar Anafshi, we're saying this terminology because he's inciting the evil inclination on himself. So we say, not just that it's prohibited, he should be excommunicated because he's bringing on the Yitzhar on himself when he's doing this. Rabbi Ami says, Nikravarin is called a sinner. Why? Shekachum Nasa Shal Yitzhar, because that's the craft of the evil inclination. Hayayim Amalaya Sekach. Today he says, okay, just do this, which is, okay, just make yourself erect. And says, do this. And then the next day he says, okay, go ahead and do idolatry. And he goes and he does it because he's already been in indoctrinated by the evil inclination. And that's the craft, and therefore it's called Avarian, by this person who starts off this whole trajectory by being Makasha Atmeladas. Those who say that actually Amar Abami, what he said was, Hakola, maybe Atzma the hero, whoever brings himself to illicit thoughts, inappropriate thoughts, they don't bring him into the partition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Ksevach, it says over in the Pasuk Bereishit we mentioned before, on the Man Aleph, that talks about being Meitzi Zer Levatala, it says, Vayir Bein Hashem, which obviously we see it's called bad, it was bad in the eyes of Hashem. And the Ksevach says over there in the Pasuk Tilim, Ki loy il chavetz resha ata, because you're not a God that wants wickedness, lo yigur chura, evilness does not dwell with you, and we saw from the other Pasuk that Meitzi Zer Levatala is called wicked, and we see therefore the hero that brings that to the person is not mechitzasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another teaching, Omer Belazar, he says, "Ma'idach said, wasn't the pasuk in Yeshaya, Yedechem dama mileu, your hands are filled with blood." Says Rabbi Lazar, "El hamanaf beyad, that is those that commit adultery with their hand." Means to say that the mitzvah levatala, that's spilling blood. that is of, like we said, it's like a shevich damim, and they're doing it with their hands. Tanbir Bishmal, similarly, the Bistor in the Brisa, Yeshiva Bishmal, says in the Pasuk, like Tinaf, do not commit adultery. Now, it doesn't say with a woman, because it's actually talking about a person himself. Like the Hey Bach Niv, you shouldn't have any type of Niv, Ben Biyab, Ben Bireg, like Tais explains, where if he rubs his area of his male member of circumcision with his hand or with his feet, that is also a violation of like Tinaf. Now, continuing on this theme, talking about within the Brisa, Hagerim converts, Vamasachim Betinikas, are those who play around with young children, Ma'akvamesa Mashiach. They hold back the Mashiach from coming. So the Gemara wonders. Bishlam again, we understand regarding converts. Then Reb Chelbi says, Kashim Gerim Liso, Kasapachas. Converts are harsh to the Jewish people, like a Sapachas, which is a type of a nega of a tzaras. Now the reason why this is like it says regarding Gerim, a pasuk in Yeshaya Dalad, the Nilva Hager Alem, that the convert is added on to the Jewish people. The Nispuchu Abes Yaakov. Nispuchu means like an addendum to the house of Yaakov, but it's also terminology of Sapachas, which like this halacha is saying that it's harsh to the Jewish people, like a Sapachas of Tzaras. Why? Because first of all, they're not proficient in the mitzvahs because they're converts, and therefore that causes, by their sins, punishment to the Jewish people. And also because other Jews are going to learn from their actions. But El Masach and Betinaikis Mahi, but what's this idea about playing with younger children that it's going to be causing Mashiach not to come? Elim and Mishkev Zacha, if you say because they're going to engage in homosexuality with the young boys, B'nei Skilin, you know. They're people who get stoned, and you're saying what? They're just holding back Mashiach and not more? What do you mean? They get the death penalty. El Aderech Evram, what are you going to say that no, they don't actually copulate, but rather that he spills his seed in vain with the young children, but not Mishkev Zachar, because homosexuality is like the Pasuk says, it has to be Mishkev Ve'isha, has to be like an act of copulation like one would have with a woman. It's just using the limbs as a way of emitting seed. But then B'nei Mabel Nenu, then those are people of the flood, it's not just holding back Mashiach. So the rabbi says, no, what does it mean, Masachim B'tinaikis? It means, the Nesivi Ketanis, the Lav B'nois Iludinin. It means men who marry girls who are not yet the age of being able to have children. But the man already is the age of having children. So it comes out that he's nullifying the command of proliferation as long as she's still a minor that can't have children. Why does that hold back Mashiach? Because the Amr B'Yisi says, Ein ben David ba, the son of David, meaning the Mashiach, doesn't come at Sheyichlu kalan shamash abaguf, until all the souls of the guf, which is a room, this room, this heavenly type of a room, which is where all the souls that are ultimately going to be born, are in this room called guf, until all the neshamas are used up from that room, Mashiach's not going to come yet. And this person who's not having children is holding that back. Shenemak says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki ruach melfana yatif, meaning those spirits that are in front of me that I decreed, says Hashem, to be born all the way back in the beginning, yatif is holding back the geula. And we know the pasuk about the geula because it said before, ki lo la'olam arev, I'm not going to always be upset and forever and ever, meaning I'm going to bring the geula. V'neshamas ani yisisi, and the souls that I made, is like the pasuk just said, which we translated from the end of the pasuk back to the beginning. The souls that I made, Kiruach Mufanayatav, those spirits that are not coming out, is holding back the Geula, and therefore a person shouldn't marry a girl who can't have children yet, because then that's not helping the Mashiach come. Now the Mishnah had said that Ba'anashim Tikatzis, men who they check the male member to see, was there any seed that spilled, that his hand should be cut off. Now, says the Gemara Yibodah, the following question, Dinitnan, is that an actual law? Is that just a curse? As the Gemara explains, Dinitznan is an actual law. Kihad Rav Huna cuts yada, like Rav Huna cut off hands. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that whoever lifts up his hand on his friend, his hand should be cut off. Like a pasuk says, Uzroi Ramati Shaver, the uplifted hand should be cut off. And Rav Huna actually cut off a hand, so we see that cutting off a hand could be an actual law. Or it's just a curse. His hand should be cut off because he's going and touching the male member, but not that actually halachically they should go ahead and cut off his hand. Says the Gemara, Tashmal Tzminger, ride the tanya because we don't know Braisa. Reb Tarfonim, he said, Yad la'ama, the hand that touches the male member, tekatzitz yadei al tibura. His hand should be cut off on his navel, on his stomach, which the assumption of the Gemara right now is literally on his stomach. So therefore, we can understand what the Braisa then says. Amar lo, they said to him, v'halei kreis nefkas. But what do you mean? If you're going to cut off his hand on his stomach is going to burst open. Amar lahen, he said to them, yeah, mutav tivaka kreisa, better let his stomach burst open, val yerid lebe'er shachas, and let him not go down into the pit of destruction, meaning Gehenna, because of this, that he committed this act by touching his male member. So the Gemara says, to bring the proof, I amrit b'shlem adinatan, if you say the halacha that we're told about is an actual law, sahayim d'amri, v'alei kreisa nefkas, we could understand that, yeah, that they said, what do you mean his stomach is going to burst? He's cutting off his hand on his stomach, which is a real actual practice, is going to burst the stomach. And they said, yeah, better be like that. But Eli Yamar Latuisa Dam, but if you say this whole halacha of cutting off the hand is just a curse, so my crazy nefkas, what does it mean that his stomach is going to burst? It's not going to burst. It's not actual cutting off the hand. But then the Gemara says, but asking on the proof, Elamai, so what are you saying? So dinatnan, it really means to say that that's the actual halacha, the cut of his hand? So then, loy sagi delal al tibur, what do you mean? It's not enough that it shouldn't be cut off, that it has to be cut off on his stomach? I mean, what is Rav Tarfon saying then? His hand should be cut off on his stomach. Okay, even if you're saying it's actual practice, you have to literally cut up his hand, but why would it have to be then on his stomach? So the brother says, it's not a raya, because hachakam Rav Tarfon, this is what Rav Tarfon is saying. He was talking about the concept of stomach, what it means to say, if someone places his hands beneath his stomach, meaning down to the area of the male member, that's where the stomach came in. Not cutting off the hand on the stomach. And it's not even necessarily talking about cutting off the hand. If someone puts his hand beneath his stomach, he cuts it, it should be cut off. And that's what he was saying. It should be cut off because he put his hand beneath his stomach. On that, they said to Rabbi Tarfon, okay, we understand that you're saying he shouldn't put his hand over there. And that's what you mean to say. He shouldn't put it beneath the stomach. But Yashav Lekaitz Bekreisa Loyitlanda, but if let's say someone has a thorn in his stomach, he shouldn't take it away. He has to put his hand down there to take out the thorn. Amalhan, he said, Loy, no, because of the inappropriateness of putting the hand there. So on that they said to him, Vale Kreisa Nevkas, but then his stomach is going to burst because of the thorn. Not because, like we said, the cutting of the hand. On that Amalhan, he said to them, yes, Mutav Tivaka Kreisa Valyer Lever Shachas, better let his stomach burst and that he doesn't go into the pit of destruction because of placing his hand down there by the male member, which would then cause the spilling of the seed in vain of being Maitz Zer Levatal. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah and the previous parak, we're given the laws of Bedikas that apply to a woman to verify if she had a Riyah of Dam or not. Says the Mishnah, Chareshes, the deaf mute, Vashaita, and the mentally deranged, Vasuma, and the blind woman, Vashnit Vadaita, or if she lost her mind. Imyeshlen Pikhis, if they have intelligent women that could assist them, so Mesaknesaisen, so those women help them, that is, they do the inspection for them, they immerse them in the mikvah, and then Mehena Echlis Betruma, then they could go ahead and consume Truma, which is again because to help for the halachas of truma, we have to verify that this is tahara. We have to make sure she's not a nida because then she's forbidden to partake of truma. So they inspect him and they immerse him in the mikvah. Now the Gemara explains. We said a chareshes, the deaf mute woman. Says the Gemara, iutiv diklanashi. Why can't a deaf mute woman inspect herself? The Tanya learned in the Braisa. Amar Rebbe says chareshes heisa b'shchunei sein. Rebbe said that there was a deaf mute woman in our neighborhood. Lo yidayish shabatekas la'atzma. Not only did she check herself, but rather her friends would see and show her their maris of dam, because she was very proficient in the different types of blood to know which one was tummy, which one was tar. So why does the Mishnah quote a chareshes as a woman who has to have another woman help her? Says the Gemara, Hasan b'mederes v'in shemas. The Braisa of Rebbe is talking about where the woman could speak, she just couldn't hear. She was deaf, but not mute, which she already had heard and learned things beforehand, and only subsequently did she become deaf, but she could still speak. And because to learn language, one has to be able to hear. But she was able to hear, then she became deaf. There, yeah, she could do the bidik herself. Our Mishnah is talking about where she doesn't speak and she doesn't hear, deaf, mute. That says, this, that the cherish, that the sages always spoke about in all places in Shas, which that type of individual is precluded and excluded from the halacha of a bendas, of having intelligence. That's not just deaf, that's deaf, mute, doesn't hear and doesn't speak, and that's the halacha of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hasuma, a blind woman, also has to have another woman helping her. Says the Gemara, why? Because she's blind. She can still do the bdikah herself. Now she can't see what's on the cloth, but she could do it herself, and then she could show it to her friend. Why does she need someone else to do the bdikah for her? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, you're right, Sumei in the Mishnah, that is not part of the Mishnah regarding blind, because that, of course, the blind woman could do the bdikah herself. Similarly, the Mishnah said, if she lost her mind. Says the Gemara, that's the mentally deranged. Why are we saying another category? Says the Gemara, it's different because she lost her mind because of an illness. Shaita is a mentally deranged person. Here she was saying that because of an illness she lost her mind. We're saying that that type of woman also has to have another woman help her do the bidika. Now, Tanam Ron the Braisa, continuing on this theme, Kayin Shaita, a mentally deranged Kayin, Matbila Naisai, Umachil Naisai Chumala Arv. Similar to the Allah of our Mishnah, that they immerse him and they give him to feed truma in the evening after sundown, because now they immersed him, and then now they know that he's tar. Umishar ma'isishleishin, and they also safeguard and they make sure that he doesn't fall asleep, so that when he's sleeping he shouldn't get heated up and then see an emission of keri and then being tummy, then being prohibited to partake of truma. Now, if Yashin Tame, if he falls asleep, then he's Tame. We assume that we were suspecting that he had a Ri of Keri. Lo Yashin Tar, if he didn't fall asleep, then he's Tar and he could partake of Truma. Then Blazer Rabbi Tzadikam, he says, no, Oisin the Kish Shalayr. We're not concerned if he falls asleep. We make for him a case of leather around his male member. And when if they want to feed him Truma, they check the case. And if they see that there was an emission, then they don't. But if he doesn't have anything, then they can have him eat Truma. Amulai, they said to him, what do you mean? Your case is doing more damage than good. Kashakin, Shemabel Dechim, for sure you're going to bring him to get heated up because it's rubbing against that case, and of course it's going to cause problems. Amulahem, but he said to them, Ladevrechim, Shaitan, Ladevrechim, says, but according to your opinions, a mentally deranged person has no rectification because the moment he falls asleep, he's not good. Amulai, they said to him, no, Ladevrechim, according to our opinion, Yashin Tami. You're right, if he falls asleep, we suspect he's Tami. Lo Yashin Tar, but as long as he doesn't fall asleep, and we immersed him and it's now the evening, he go out and eat. Ladevrechim, but they said, according to your opinion, Shema Yirati Bekachardel Vativel Bekis. Your approach, besides that's going to heat him up, he might see a Re'iyah, like the drop of a mustard seed, and it's going to get absorbed into the case. And we're not going to see anything because we don't see anything superficially. And he's going to eat truma, even though he has a tumas aguf of keri, which is actually death, like the pasuk in Rikach of Beizu Mesu Beki Chalu. So it's learned in the Braisa, actually a third opinion. Meshur Mebelaza Amru, Eisen Lekish Matatas. They make from a case not of leather that would heat him up and get absorbed, rather they make it out of metal. And on Abai it says Veshal Nachesh, it's made out of copper. Ketan like learned, which actually Mishnah Masech this par. Behudami says. Rayan, it's a different context which we're comparing for this idea about copper. It says, we see the tips of those hyssops, which is a type of herb, which is in the context of the mechatis, the purification waters of the paraduma waters. The halacha is that whoever carries it, masa becomes tamei. Now, the Gemara said in the first paragraph of Testament Aleph that it's only when there's a measurement that he's carrying of how much water that you would have to be able to spray it. How much water there has to be able to spray it is that you would dip in the tips of those hyssops and spray, in other words, enough to spray besides what gets absorbed into the hyssops. Because, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's ki'ilu hein shel nechashos. We view the hyssops as if they're made out of copper, as if nothing is absorbed. I mean, something gets absorbed, but we're not going to counter towards the measurement of enough water that could make the hazah, because what gets dipped in is not counted as if it was copper, as if nothing was inside. But one thing is that we see that obviously copper doesn't absorb, and that's the comparison, the analogy that Rabbi Yehuda is making. But that's what Abaye says. You see from that Mishnah, a copper doesn't absorb, and that's the case they make for him, so that if he had the emission, you would see it inside this metal case. Now, Amar Papa says, Shmami no, what we can infer from this halacha that we just brought before, that they said to Rabbi Elazar, what do you mean, you can't make a case made out of leather? To the contrary, for sure you're going to cause them to get heated up. Obviously, says Rabbi Papa, the mechnasai masur, which translated as breeches, which is a tighter type of a pants, that those are forbidden to be worn. Because that tight pants is going to actually cause chimum. Says the Gemara, but Vaksiba the Paz says in Shemayis, Va'asalahem Mechnesi Vad Lachasas Pesar Erva. But it says regarding the Kehanim that he made for them pants of linen to cover the flesh of their nakedness. That they wore pants, they wore breeches. So, but didn't you say that causes Chimam? Says the Gemara, no, how could the Tanya, those breeches were different. Like we learned in the following Braisa. Mechnesi Kehanim, Lamahin Daim, what could you compare the breeches of the Kehanim? Is Kemin Pamalnya, like this type of a, these breeches, like this type of a, where it's hollow, hanging on the bottom in open, it's a wide open, that actually should not cloak the limb, the male member, and to heat it up. Shall parashim, like those of either the girsas perushim, like those of the modest ones, or those of parashim, of the horse riders, which is lamalad masnaim, goes up till the loins, goes up, higher up on the area of the belly, lamata ad yirchayim, but lower down till the thighs. The Yeshlim Shnatzim, they have drawstrings, like Rashi says, in those days the breeches were like that. But Ve'en Lehem Loi Beis HaNekev, V'Loi Beis HaErev, which is two interpretations of what that means. what the primary idea is trying to say is that the space inside these breeches were very wide and it was hanging down on the bottom. And either it means to say that there weren't any cases, whether by the thighs, which is that by the male member to be clothed in that case, like we're saying, because that it shouldn't cause tahir to impure thoughts. That's the base of erva. And the base of nekev is generally that it gets narrow by the orifice of in the back of a person, in the form of the person by the buttocks, that it gets full of sweat over there. And by big day kohanim, they didn't do that because that's disgraceful for the big day kodesh to get that dirt of the area from the rear over there. So they didn't do it. Wasn't like regular breeches. In the front, they didn't have a case. You're right. Shalo yavodei chimam, but regular breeches wouldn't be a problem. And the rear also, because it gets soiled. Well, another interpretation Rashi brings is that Beis HaNekev, Beis HaErva, is that they would make holes in the breeches by the front, by the Beis HaErva, so that a person, that the man could urinate outward, and also by the Beis HaRei in the rear, that when he finishes, he closes up the hole and seals it up by the big tikkun. They didn't do that, and again, therefore, that wasn't a problem by the Michnas Ikana, but in general, such a puppet, you could infer from this halacha that they told them that you can't have a case around the male member would also be a problem for Michnasayim for breaches, because that would be tightly against the male member, cause it for chimam, and again, for the problem that we're discussing this stuff regarding Maitzah Zera Levatala.